The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 11 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila.
And a considerably less squeaky chair.
Yeah, dude sprayed some semen all over his chair.
GW40. This isn't an ad, but holy shit, that stuff is...
It's a miracle. I hear about a lot of uses for it, too.
There is millions of uses, and it works really good.
There was an article a long time ago that somebody said that it helped with like arthritis in your hands. Because I think maybe some mechanic could use it a lot. And had really bad arthritis, and it like somehow helped him.
I wish I would have sprayed it months ago. We wouldn't have like 30 episodes with me going.
Yeah, let's just do that noise whole episode because I'm sure that's not annoying at all.
That's our bird calls.
Yeah,
we're getting into birding.
Mm-hmm. Is that having sex with birds?
No, I don't think so. I remember there's this park nearby.
I mean, it really couldn't fuck a bird. They're not big enough. I could probably rub up against their feathers.
Well, an ostrich you could fuck.
Maybe
one of the biggest birds on the planet.
Yeah, but how big are the genitals? And you know wait a minute. They lay eggs.
They still got a hole.
I don't know.
So, you know, wouldn't it be cool to have a pet ostrich?
No. I don't. It wouldn't be cool to have a pet anything.
But
wouldn't
it be funny to walk down a city street with a leash around an ostrich's neck?
Wouldn't it choke it? That neck is so fragile. I think anything around the neck, anything leash, you know, related, it will just, like, strangle it.
I can see you in court, like, sir, your pet ostrich pecked a man to death yesterday. How do you plead?
That's on you, all right? If you can't control it...
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm in jail.
Yeah, I mean...
My ostrich fucked someone up.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that because their necks are so fucking flimsy. If you can't get the fuck over here, you just grab that neck and, you know, yank
there's
it away.
You know what? I don't think they're... Dude, have you ever seen an ostrich in person?
Many.
They're huge.
Yeah, many.
They're like as tall as you, if not taller.
I've beaten a few up.
I think they're like... They're way taller than you. And their bodies are way bigger than you.
Are they dinosaurs? Are you confusing ostriches and dinosaurs?
They're
again?
Big animals, and I guarantee you couldn't beat up an ostrich.
Guarantee you I could. Set it up.
They'll just peck the shit out of you.
Set it up. Easily. All you gotta do is fucking go for the head. Once I grab that neck once, it can't peck me. And I just fucking hold it at arm's length. There's my strategy. Set it up,
but
man.
Then it kicks you.
With what?
Starts flapping its fucking wings and whacking the head.
Like fucking razor wings?
Oh, but they probably have razor talons. You know how birds are.
Oh, you know what, dude? I got steel-toed boots. Grab its neck.
You don't have a steel-toed cock when he slashes you there.
You don't know what I have.
This is like the time you said you could beat up a gorilla.
I never said that.
Yeah,
gorillas
you did.
Are super strong.
You said that you could beat a gorilla in tug-of-war.
I never said that ever.
Yeah, you did.
You just made shit up. Uh-huh, fine.
That reminds me of Mike the Headless Chicken. Remember him? From the 40s?
No. I wasn't alive in the 40s, unlike you.
Or 1945, I believe. So there's a story about it. The dude, supposedly as the story goes, his mother-in-law was over. And back then, you had to impress your mother-in-law. Not like now, or you just spit in her face, like, fuck you!
Yeah, everyone hates their mother-in-law.
And...
I hate other people's mother-in-law.
She loved turkey necks.
Solidarity.
And his wife goes, listen, my mother wants some chicken for dinner, but she loves a neck. Go out in the barn, get us a chicken to cook. But she loves a neck. He's like, all right.
Find one with a really good neck.
So he found a chicken. He's like, all right, I gotta get the very edge, so get as much neck as possible.
That neck looks delicious.
For that fucking bitch mother-in-law. So he slashes it, you know, he takes an axe, whack, onto the chicken. Then... Okay. The chicken's still wandering around. He's like, shit, what the hell? Apparently, he got the head, but he still left the brain stem on the chicken.
That's pretty gross.
So, he's like, you know what? He's alive. So, he gets one of those, eyedroppers, and he started feeding the thing water and some corn. Just threw it down its neck. And the thing lived for like 2 years, and at one time they said it was worth like $10,000 because he took it like to like you know like carnivals and stuff.
Yeah,
and he made lots of money.
Joined the freak show market.
And they said the thing acted like a regular chicken, like it would just like This is how stupid chickens are, because most of their...
There's barely any brain there to begin with.
Yeah,
so you pretty much just chopped off head.
Like 90% of the activities that chickens do comes from the brain stem. So he was pecking at stuff. He was like trying to scratch himself with his beak. He was trying to drink water.
So do they not feel pain? Because try walking around with half your head gone.
Yeah, it was like a freak thing where like it clotted in just the right way, so he didn't die right away.
Right away. It was years, apparently.
And the next day when they found him, he had his head under his wing, and he's like, ugh.
Man, that is gross as
and
shit.
And I guess he would try a, you know, cock-a-doodle-doodling in the morning.
What did that sound like?
He was like, it was like some gargling.
Shut up! Trying to sleep.
But then, like,
if you're squishing.
Then, like, 3 years later, so he's alive for 3 years, he's making tons of money, this guy, on him. In the middle of the night at some hotel, he started choking. And for some reason, he left his eyedropper, which would, you know, suck out whatever phlegm was in his throat and save him. So he died.
Oh,
Mike, man. The headless chicken.
Hey, how many chickens do you think that guy went through
trying to
recreate that one?
He was Steve fucking, the headless chicken?
He had like 30 dead chickens around. He's just busy chopping off, you know, parts of the head. Trying to get it just
By the way,
right.
That's what bothers me about Walking Dead. One of the things that
no chickens.
About
I know. There's barely any chickens.
How, like, we learned in the first season or second season, I forget which one, that, well, they're mostly being, the zombies are all operating from their brain stem, which would mean that when they just smash that skull, that's not killing them.
Yeah, the brain stem is like at the base of the neck. It's a little lower.
Their kill rate would be so much
you
more
realistic.
You
really
less,
should
if it was more
have
realistic.
To, like, behead them. Mm-hmm. Then once you do that, okay.
Because really, to make it more real, if they're going to be realistic about the brainstem thing, every time they stab them, they just keep coming like shit.
Well, also though, in their defense, maybe they're running mostly on the brainstem, but maybe there are some body functions that are running in the rest of the brain. No, what are you fucking?
Did you see the video at the CNC?
I seen all that shit. I seen the show.
Well, exactly. They said it was the brainstem.
Fine. Another thing, it's a fucking show.
Listen,
so there you go.
I like realistic shit in my show.
Yeah, so there wouldn't be any zombies there.
Which is exactly why I don't watch that Bible show.
Yeah, we talked about that. But you'll watch one where fucking dead people are walking around.
Much more realistic to me.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
So did you hear about this dude who he said he was going to be a pilot? And, you know, he didn't have the money for lessons or the time, so he just dressed up as a pilot.
No, that's not the story. I heard the report on that. It was a Frenchman, and... apparently, he had a ticket to go wherever he was going, maybe back to France or I don't know. But I think it was Philadelphia or something like that. But he wanted an upgrade, but they wouldn't give him one. Then I guess he started muttering to himself.
Well, I guess I'm just going to be a pilot then.
Meanwhile,
he muttered.
I guess. He had the pilot's uniform on him, so he was up to something to begin with.
I always carry a pilot uniform with me.
Yeah, so...
I'm like that guy, I'm like... Hannibal from A-Team, you know, he's always dressing up as different characters.
Well, yeah, you need to carry around a whole wardrobe with you doing that. So he puts on the outfit. He has, like, some kind of credentials. So they let him right in. He goes, sits down in a pilot chair. And then all of a sudden, when the real pilot shows up, everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing here? And then, you know, soon after that, they realize he's just some nut. It's like, what do you mean? I am the pilot, no? Get out of here, huh? I fly this plane.
You know what? If I showed up for work and some other guy was in my spot, I'd be like, guess I'm either fired or I'm off. I'm going
They're
home.
They're like, maybe they moved my desk. All right.
I guess when you're a pilot, there's only so many...
Yeah, listen.
Like, I thought I was assigned for this plane. Like, nope.
All right. There's two chairs. You're the pilot or the co-pilot. Do you think the co-pilot doesn't make as much money as a pilot, even though they're doing the same job? And with the way planes are nowadays, they're probably... barely doing anything.
What if
it's all automated, right?
Yeah, basically, you just land. You just take off and land. You know.
So shouldn't they get the same amount of money?
What if, like, somehow, as a coincidence, the real pilot died in the bathroom, like, you know, had a heart attack while he was taking a shit or something.
And
the co-pilot got on. Would that guy like try flying the plane? Like, hello, Captain.
That I don't care about. But I don't think pilots are allowed to use a bathroom.
Yeah, they are.
But aren't they all locked up in the cockpit?
Yeah,
isn't the cockpit now, like, really secure? Can't get up
but
there?
They unlock it for a second. Well, you're not going to stand, like... They're not going to do it with this.
Hold
some,
it. But some, I really got to go fucking hold it. No one comes in or out.
If there's some creeps, like, hanging about by the door, they're not going to be like, all right, we're going to let them out. Ha ha, got you.
Why don't they just make... You want to make it more secure? Put a fucking bathroom in the cockpit.
I'm sure they go in bottles and stuff.
Bottles and cans, and then they clap their hands. I heard about that.
I wonder if that guy would have flown the plane if it came down to it.
Shit in a bottle. Like a ship in a bottle, but not as cool.
Do you think you could make a plane take off?
No. Now, like a propeller plane, we've seen enough movies, and there's not that much, you know, shit to do with it. There's not a lot of machinery and computers. There's like a few levers. We could probably figure it out.
You think an old style plane would be easier than hard? I think it'd be harder.
No. With a new style plane, there's like, I don't know, 50 different buttons and levers. Like, who the fuck knows what does what?
I don't know. I saw the
old school planes. I think we could figure it out.
I saw the movie Flight, and Denzel is drunk as a skunk.
He still did it.
Yep.
Yeah, I never seen it. Don't care to.
It's really good.
Yeah. I mean, I like Denzel Washington.
What are you a fucking idiot? Dude, it's the best movie that came out last year, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, who are you?
Better than fucking The Hobbit shit that you probably went and saw.
I did. It was all right.
Dumbass.
Not that good.
Of course, it's because that's shit.
Yeah, so's...
Those giant feet. No one wants to see that.
No, you have big feet.
I do not.
You have tiny feet to go with your tiny penis. If you want to see pictures of his tiny penis, go to HotshotWizKids.com.
HotshotWizKids.com, and don't forget...
His tiny penis.
We got our variety show coming up on April 19th.
Well, you're going to hear about this for a while. His tiny penis.
Yeah, whatever. If you want to go to the show, email us. The first five people we email us at HotshotWizKids@gmail.com. We'll get two free passes.
Or tickets. I call them tickets.
And an autographed pair of Mark's underwear.
Lithograph of my underwear.
Lithograph's a picture.
Yeah, a picture of my underwear.
Awesome.
Dude, I'm wearing underwear now that it's one of my patented skirt underwear.
Lithograph is a fancy name for a picture.
I know.
They're like always like when
make
I get
it sound all classy.
When I get my season tickets, like, and season ticket is going to free lithograph. Like, this is a fucking picture. It's a little poster.
Well, it sounds better than a shitty picture, doesn't it?
It does. You will get a free shitty picture with your season ticket purchase.
Yeah. You'll also not get one at HotshotWizKids.com.